Welcome to Worker Movement, a podcast dedicated to the working class, a podcast dedicated to raising class consciousness. This podcast is for you, for us, for the worker.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about how Trump is incentivized to run a criminal campaign because he has the power of the pardon.
So we just saw Trump pardon Roger Stone, or I guess commute a sentence. So let's start off with the difference between the two. All right. A pardon says, I forgive you for all the crimes, regardless of what happened. Right? It doesn't matter what it says. It can, like Abraham Lincoln, I guess, allegedly signed a piece of paper that said, I pardon all the soldiers in this envelope or something nuts. A pardon is a presidential act that's imbued to them in the Constitution. Same with commuting. Commuting allows them to say you've already been prosecuted, found guilty, and sitting in prison. He can commute and get rid of the rest of your sentence. But you're still
a felon.
You're still a felon.
Mueller says.
Yes. So can you own a gun? No. Well, what happens if your best friend wins a presidency or a good friend of yours and you commit a criminal act in name of his presidency? It means that anything that you did that was criminal is now forgiven. So since Trump is already president, he already has the power to pardon and commute crimes. So there's nothing that stands in the way of Trump doing it again. In fact, he's incentivized to do it again because he doesn't give a fuck. His fucks are so lost that he doesn't care. He doesn't care what people think about him. He doesn't care that it's unethical potentially because he's the president of the United States and he can do it and he can win and he can cheat. No matter what he does, he can win. And
nobody will hold him accountable.
Who's going to hold him accountable? His party won't. So the Supreme Court can't. I mean, the only thing the Supreme Court could do is rule that pardons are unconstitutional, which makes no sense since it's a constitutional law. It's in the Constitution. It's not an add-on. It wasn't a law. It's they could try to add limits to it, but they can't. They cannot limit the power of the president because it's in the Constitution. So the president can run wild. The president can commit crimes. Well, he can't commit crimes, but he can have people commit crimes for him in part.
Well, he arguably can because he has been.
And who's going to hold him accountable?
He not can't pardon himself, though.
He can't pardon himself, but he could do the Nixon thing, which is resign and let his best friend Pence pardon him of all federal crimes, future and present.
January 7 resignation. Then he doesn't have to sit through the awkward coronation ceremony too, right?
Yeah, he can just resign. And, you know, here's what it is. Pence is already there. And let Pence take him over immediately. Do the Pence thing, which is, I'm not
basically
sure.
Basically a pardon and that's it.
And that's it, yeah. So, there's that. So what does that mean? That means that his current campaign manager was demoted. What I'm getting at is that if you know that you have the ability to commit crime to get away with it, it's almost like the movie Purge, right? One night a year, you can do what the hell you want. That's what you can if you have the power of the pardon, except that you can't do state crimes. You can only do federal crimes. So that things, anything at the federal level. So the Federal Election Committee, read the rules, and anything you're in violation of, you can basically do. There's not many things a state can do against federal fundraising and federal violation. That it? Anything else you want to add on that, Mark? I mean, basically, at the federal level, we do what you want.
Yeah, and you're incentivized to do what you want at this point, because if you're Trump, your entire objective in life is to win so that you are not charged with all the various state crimes that New York is allegedly compiling or whatever right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
He has no incentive to not cheat. And there's no evidence that he's even cognizant that cheating would be the wrong thing to do because he's cheated largely his entire life.
With no consequences.
It's probably his core competency.
Yeah, finding loopholes allow him to violate any other laws or not even law. I mean, violations, I have no idea. It's using him to his advantage. It means that he can do whatever he wants. And we keep going back to this. Like, he has not been held accountable his entire presidency. There's nothing that says he will be now. So he could cheat whenever he wants to and get away with it. He could slow down the mail, like he just saw in the USPS, to stop people from voting by mail. He could do that. He can fire every prosecutor that's in the DOJ. He can fire all the lawyers, because that's what happened. Bush did the same thing. He fired 1,000 lawyers, whatever the hell the numbers are. He can fire IRS officials. He can make sure that nobody can tax his billionaire friends. He can have people donate illegally to other campaigns and allow nonprofits to run away with basically foreign money like the NRA, he can do whatever he wants. He can run commercials continuously. He can donate his own money to it. He could probably even borrow money from the Treasury under Pence to run his campaign. He could direct the ad council to run campaigns for him and then just pardon people there and do whatever he wants, because there is no incentive for him to act like an ethical person, because he's incentivized to win. Because in game theory mode, if he loses, there's far more consequences for him losing than for him to cheat and win.
Because there are zero consequences if he cheats and wins.
Because of the fact that the current way that the GOP has clung to power, by not challenging the sitting president with any of his violations of law, they basically create a situation in which there is no way to rein him in. And he can do what he wants.
And it's not even really a question of whether the GOP persists with majority in the Senate, because in order to impeach, you need 2/3. And there's basically zero percent chance that the Dems are going to win enough seats in the 2020 Senate election that they have like an impeachment-proof majority.
It's never going to happen. And that's the important part. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, so the Dems can pursue this, you know, noble good of impeachment, but it's really not actionable.
It's not, and there's no way we're going to convince the president to resign. So that's...
Have you tried writing an op-ed?
I've tried to put it on my Twitter account that he should resign because he's not acting as a faithful agent of the state or some shit like that, like a shit lib would. He doesn't listen to me. I say, please resign, Mr. President. It's a noble thing to do. But the noble thing for him to do is win. Because in game theory mode, he needs to win. And that's to cheat. And we keep saying the same damn concept over and over again. But here's a scenario. He commits election fraud. He's committed crimes against population. He has, I guess, committed war crimes in Yemen. He has done all types of things. Given, I don't know, covert actions. And given Saudi Arabia, allegedly, the ability to kill a reporter. He has done a lot of things that we might say are unethical and illegal. But if those come to light after he's president, he can be charged with those things. So if it's in his best interest, he can spend another 4 years hiding and covering those up. Because if history shows us anything, it's that the next shitlib that comes in is not going to go after the president for it, because they did that as a president. So Obama did not go after Bush and anybody in his cabinet at all for any of the war crimes that they committed. Because Bush didn't go after Clinton and any of the war crimes Clinton committed, and Clinton didn't go after Bush, and Bush didn't go after Reagan, and Reagan didn't go after Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter didn't go after Ford, and Ford didn't go after Nixon, and Nixon, I guess, inherited a mess from someone's brain injury. so there's, I forgot, who was in between Ford and...
LBJ.
And thank you! Your fair person, LBJ. Actually, I didn't forget. I just wanted to see if you knew. So, LBJ committed so many war crimes, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, JFK did too. I mean, Vietnam. The Bay of Pigs,
yep.
Vietnam, I mean, nobody's prosecuted then. And so history says the presidents protect the presidents and they're never going to prosecute. So there's nothing that says that Biden's going to come in and prosecute him, but you never know. So you want to keep yourself in power because the president can't be prosecuted while they're in power. So he gets another 4 years to live it out. By then, he can push the state of New York to the right if he wanted to. By then, he can try to get everybody fired that's in the state of New York's Department of Justice. By then, he can get, you know, the attorney general lets the state of New York elect somebody else or someone, you know, so he won't be prosecuted. There's a lot of stuff he can do. But his main goal is to win right now to never be prosecuted. So the scenario is this. Again, he doesn't like to be prosecuted. He can cheat. He can do whatever he wants. So we can keep rattling off ideas, but in the end, it's how would you go about doing this? Right?
Yeah, so there's small things you can do, like overtly stopping the USPS from delivering absentee ballots. There's also smaller things you can do, like you talked about donations. You could have certain entities basically just allowed to launder money from this location to that location to that location, and here's a pardon.
Yep, here's a pardon.
So you could accept hypothetically support from foreign countries. Let's say a foreign bank wants to give you money, so you just take it. You could even, you could, I mean, this goes down to kind of a lower level too of, I would like to coordinate with a corporation, like Facebook, to do coordinated ad campaign. I promise to pay a corporation a bunch of money if they help me. Purely transactional. Yep. Not suggesting Facebook is interested in doing this, but Facebook has a lot of data and their marketing platform. So, I mean, that's kind of the thing that you would look at is, I would like to do marketing. How do I efficiently do marketing? Well, maybe you can do some, hey, if you help me, I'll get this law passed. That kind of stuff already implicitly happens with corporations anyway, but you can kind of disappear the veil of kind of doing it covertly and do it overtly by saying, this is what I would like to do. Any large company, they want to cut me a nice fat check. The bigger, the better, because it doesn't matter how big it is, because I'll just pardon it. You help me, I'll help you.
Yep.
We can disappear this neoliberal concept and go straight to fascism.
Straight to fascism. Cut it right away. I mean, we can literally give you all the checks that you want to run. Halliburton can run the military.
We can have mercenary soldiers. We can invade whatever country you want. We'll help you out.
Yep.
You want oil, you want lithium, you want whatever.
Well, yeah, we'll take over Bolivia so we can get lithium so we can make Teslas. Right? I mean, that's exactly what we'll do. Okay? So... And there's no question about it. They can do that. And the campaign can do it. His advisors can do it. He can look at Mark Zuckerberg and say, hey, if you help me win, I'll make you ambassador to what? Pick a country. Do you like Canada? You can be ambassador to Canada. He can do whatever he wants to. It's the State Department. Good luck. Right? He can push anybody he wants to the Supreme Court. He can give it away to the highest bidder if he wants to. You could say, we know that Ruth RBJ, right? How do you say it? RBG? Ruth Bader Ginsburg? There we go. My brain farted for a second. RBG is going to not be on the board in the next presidency. She should have resigned last cycle, but decided to hold out for a Hillary victory, maybe? Didn't quite work out for her.
We all make mistakes.
But we all make mistakes. We can't all go back in time. We do know. Sorry. We know that he can give it to the highest bidder. Whoever donates the most money or pockets the most change, I'll put up for election. I mean, what's Mitch McConnell going to do?
He could literally sell a court position.
A lifetime appointment to the 20-year-old billionaire. He could give it to Bezos, but Bezos hates him. So pick another billionaire. Soros has got the Black Lives Matter, so that's not going to work.
Have you gotten your Soros bucks recently? I'm still waiting on mine.
I'm still waiting on mine. I signed up, but I didn't burn enough buildings, I guess. I mean, who's that Vegas billionaire that
Sheldon Adelson?
That's the man I'm thinking of that should be in the Supreme Court, but he's too old. He's gonna die.
Well, you can just replace another one then. Arguably for Trump, that's better because then you can do two transactions.
It's transactional. I think a Zuckerberg court appointment will be actually what we really need.
RoboMark? He can drink a glass of water all by himself.
He's a big boy. He got some big boy skills. He's actually pretty nuts. I don't know. I don't think he knows criminal procedure. Didn't that get yelled about by one of the guys? Remember that? There was a federal judge, and they're going to try to kill because he didn't know criminal procedure or something stupid.
Yeah, there was some recent appointee that didn't get blessed by the bar association because he had never actually been a judge or a practicing lawyer or something.
But who gives a shit?
If we wanted to impose qualifications, we would have some sort of system that would actually impose qualifications.
Here's the thing, Trump, and again, we do not endorse Trump. This is we are anti-Trump, we are anti-fascism, we are anti-racism, anti-rapism. Anti-everything that is Trump on the left here. We are 100% for the worker, never on Trump's side. But we were going to say the following that's always controversial. Trump is doing it the correct way if you want a fascist sort of dictator mentality, which is he doesn't give a shit about anything because there is actually no opposition. There is no planned opposition against him. There is nobody on the left. There is no corporate Democrats. There's nobody on the left at all fighting against Trump. Pelosi kneeled the other day in formal wear of an African nation. I forget, was it Kenya?
It was like a kente cloth or whatever.
Okay, yeah. And not actually going out and fighting on Trump. I mean, this is the idea.
You missed the best part of that story, which is like she was physically incapable of getting up on her own.
Right? So if she had been kneeling for too long, she would have died. Think about that. If somebody would have just pushed her over, Pelosi would have just been there on the floor forever and ever and ever. I mean, but that's the issue here is there's nobody on either side that's actually fighting against Trump. I mean, there's nobody in the party reining him in. There's nobody on the right. I mean, right reining him in, only on the left fighting back. It's all resist. And all that means for resistance is nothing fucking changes. No, I'm sad. Sorry. But Trump should cheat. It literally is the only thing that's going to save him.
He should cheat, and I think he will. And I think everybody's going to be outraged and be like, oh, who could have foreseen that he would slow down the mail, or who could have foreseen that he would buy legal ads, or I mean, there's all sorts of like Federal Election Commission like rules. If you do a TV commercial, you have to say, you know, this message is approved by blah blah blah. You have to
by blah, yeah,
and it has to be so long and a certain percentage of the commercial, and you have to have text on the screen at the bottom, and I mean, like, just nominal stupid shit like that, that if you're a serious candidate, you're going to adhere to because you want to, you know, nobly follow what the whatever the law and order intent is. But if you're Trump, you just... the worst case scenario is you probably get fined for stuff like that, but then you just dissolve the fine and who cares? Or your FEC is corrupt to begin with and they don't even investigate it.
They won't even investigate it. I mean, who's going to investigate the Supreme President for FEC violations?
The guy that Trump appoints to the FEC? I doubt it.
Nobody.
You can do stuff like robocalls, you know, text messaging illegally.
I mean, you can make sure that your Alabama coach that just won does basically what he wants and can violate the laws anytime he wants to as senator, as a federal candidate, as long as he's not violating state law. Because you can pardon his campaign and himself. You can pardon a senator candidate as long as they're on your team, Team Trump. So if you're a senatorial candidate, whatever word I'm looking for, like especially out of Alabama, you can do whatever you want. You can violate any federal laws for your election because you have a best friend in Trump who can pardon your entire squad. So now you can have these things like a Senate race in one of these states that may have went to a Democrat that gets skewed now to your party because you had the ability to say, hey guys, if you want to, I'm on your side, do what you want. The FEC isn't going to investigate you because there's no reason to. And I'll pardon anybody that gets, investigated by any level anyways. So the FBI is going to come in and investigate you. Wrong. I got your back. I will pardon you.
For future episodes and to learn more about the worker movement, join us at workermovement.com.